But first, a shuttered body parts company and its owner are the focus of a civil trial that is underway in Maricopa County Superior Court. Family members of 33 people whose bodies were donated are suing Biological Resource Center and its owner, Stephen Gore. They accuse the company of telling them their loved ones' bodies would be used for medical purposes when a federal investigation found that wasn't the case. Gore, the company's owner, already pled guilty in a criminal case. The scheme was first reported by John Schiffman, an investigative reporter at Reuters based in Washington, D.C., and he joins us now. A warning, some of the content discussed in this story may be disturbing. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So I want to start with what this company did. So family members had signed off on donating their loved ones' bodies to this Biological Resource Center. They thought it would be toward medical or scientific research.
They did. They did. And it's important to understand here that most people are familiar with the organ donor that you might put on your license. And that that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the donation of hearts, organs, livers, et cetera, that really is important and goes to life-saving activities. What we're talking about here is the use of bodies for practicing medical techniques. Say surgeons have a new technique on how to fix a rotator cuff. And so they would, instead of practicing, on live people, they would practice on bodies that have been donated. Mm-hmm. And so it is a different thing here. And some of those, the testing was supposed to be, this company, BRC, said that if you donate your body to science, we'll pick up all the funeral costs, we'll cremate the remainder of the body. And so it had a real attraction to the poor. Mm-hmm. And we found that in Phoenix that was very attractive to people because funerals can cost $3,000 to $5,000.
Yeah. Without getting too graphic here for us, give us a sense of what went wrong. What was the Biological Resource Center here using these bodies for?
Well, one of the things that the donors had an option to do was to check a box that said, would you agree to use for the bodies to be used in accident research or in military research? And some of the people, and we found at least 36 people who checked the box saying, no, please don't do any violent experiments with the bodies. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some of them, BRC shipped them to the U.S. Army, which used them in experiments. And neither the Army nor BRC told the families. And unfortunately, we were the ones who had to tell some of the families. And some of these families are the same ones who were suing in court in Phoenix today.
How did you uncover this, John? I mean, and then become the one who informed many of these families of what happened?
Well, I worked very closely with my colleague, Brian Groh. And Brian read about FBI investigation of a body broker in Detroit who had been arrested, and they had found body parts in his office. And Brian became curious, and he was my partner, and the two of us started digging into this. And we were able to obtain the records of about 2,000 people in the Phoenix area, in the Arizona area, who had donated their bodies to BRC. And then we started tracing what happened to them, and we would go back to the families and say, is this what you intended? Hmm. A lot of people thought they were going to be used for research and say cancer or Alzheimer's, and that's not really what they were end up using for. They were used for commercial purposes in a variety of ways without getting too graphic.
Yeah. So we mentioned the fact that the owner of the Biological Resource Center, Stephen Gore, pled guilty in court. What did he plead guilty to?
He pled guilty to a fraud, which was deceiving the as part of a plea agreement. He didn't serve any time. He also agreed to I watched him testify in Detroit in the federal trial there. In Phoenix, he said that he noted that he had no medical training. He learned everything he did to start his business by reading books and looking on the internet. He had worked in the in an iBank type situation earlier. And so he thought this was a good way to start a business and make money. But the training really was substandard, and the way they went about it, according to the lawsuits and according to some of the things that we found, it didn't quite meet with standards that are used in other facilities like universities, mm-hmm. where I should say that university systems and donors that we found, that's a pretty good system. Most universities do a good job.
All right. That is John Schiffman, an investigative reporter with Reuters. John, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks a lot for having me.